Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mully and Hall, mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
You know, you got to keep your head straight when you come in the building and you know you're not preparing for anything specific. You got to give yourself, well, this is how I handle it. I give myself goals and saying, okay, I did this week. Going through arm rehab, I did this amount of pounds this week. What do I want to get to next week? Those are how you set your goals during rehab. And the mental challenge of not being able to play is tough, but a lot of guys go through it.
The mentality, Rich, for him is try to get stronger each and every day. You know, he hasn't been through any of the live stuff at all. So just each day, try to stay positive, try to stay get stronger, and then just see where it takes us by the end of the week. But hopefully he'll be ready to go.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. You heard from Akeem Hicks there and Matt Nagy, the defensive tackle and the head coach. And let's get out to Rich Campbell. He covers the Bears for the Chicago Tribune, and he joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Rich.
Morning, Rich.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well, and I guess, you know, Akeem is one of the big stories this week, and his availability, and I think we all expect him to play. I'm sure that that won't be determined initially. They'll try to wait a little bit, I would imagine, but how will that help if he is back, and how do you think his training has gone? And you worry about two things. You worry about what kind of football shape he's in, and then you worry about the injury itself and how strong his arm will be.
Yeah, I think one of the most interesting elements to Hicks's return here is that after week three, and that's kind of where I put the line on when Hicks was playing and not playing. He did play 8 snaps against the Raiders after week three. But really, week three, Packers, Broncos, Redskins, the Bears were 4th in the NFL in yards per carry allowed. The top 5 rushing defense, that's great. Right now, they are 3rd in the league in yards per carry allowed. They actually improved their ranking in 10 games without Akeem. So that says a lot about the guys who filled in for him, Roy Robertson-Harris and Nick Williams specifically. Obviously, Eddie Goldman, Bilal Nichols were in the lineup this whole time. Jay Rogers, who is the reigning NFL Defensive Line Coach of the Year, deserves a lot of credit for holding that group together. So that's not to say that the Bears are a better group without Akeem.
I think that's what you're saying, Rich. Rich Campbell says Bears didn't miss Hicks. I'll tell him.
Yeah, he'll be happy to hear from you too. They have kept the ship above water, and that's a testament to all those other guys. Now, other offenses have, because Akeem hasn't been in there, they've devoted more attention to Khalil. That's a fact. So, you would think that because Akeem is back, if he's at full strength, if he's really strong with his upper body and pushing guys around, that maybe it creates some different dynamics in the way the pocket collapses and the way they can get pressure with 4 guys. We'll have to see. I'm with you, Mully, that you got questions about his football shape. You have questions about his ability to hold up against contact. You have questions about his strength. I would be surprised if he played a full-time normal role, especially with where the season is right now. I mean, if the Bears, they couldn't have been eliminated last week, but their playoff hopes are thinner than a strip of dental floss right now. So you are taking a risk of putting him back in there if he is not ready, and they're going to have to decide that this week.
What have the Bears done consistently in this 3-game winning streak that they need to do most against the Packers, Rich? Or is it as simple as saying that if they get continued, you know, positive play out of the quarterback, that they can win on Sunday?
I think the answer is both. that the most important thing is that they're getting better decisions from Mitch. And one thing that's been interesting since the locker room post game Thursday night against the Cowboys is an acknowledgement from several different players about the team not pressing anymore. And this is an implicit acknowledgement that they could not handle expectations. And we wondered about this back in July and August, right? How would this team handle Super Bowl expectations that let's be very clear, they welcomed with open arms. They helped create them, comparing themselves to the 85 defense and things like that. They brought a lot of this on themselves, and they could not handle it. I don't think there's any other way to conclusion that can be reached. They did not handle expectations well. And now when you hear, you know, a player like Charles Leno, a position coach yesterday, Harry Hiestand, saying guys aren't pressing anymore. We're just playing more carefree. We're just playing loose. We understand that if something goes wrong, hey, forget about it. Go on to the next play. Well, that's what happens when you get to the point where you have nothing to lose and your season is just about down the drain. It took that fall for them to be able to reach this type of carefree. We're back to that comfortable underdog role. And so if that type of carefree play continues, and I think you see that first and foremost out of Trubisky, that they'll look more efficient offensively, that maybe he makes quicker decisions and, you know, he protects the ball and he runs a little bit more because he's just playing without that mental block. And you see what it's done for him the last 2 weeks. They've looked better.
I'm curious, when you think about the way the Bears offense kind of came together against Dallas, can you keep that up with Mike Pettine? Is he the kind of coordinator that isn't going to be nearly as predictable as maybe you saw last week with a Tampa 2 and Rod Marinelli? Is the pressure on Matt Nagy more than Mitch Trubisky to keep things flowing?
Yeah, I think that's part of it for sure. And one thing Nagy mentioned on Monday was that when he went back and rewatched that Week 1 game, how often the Bears were in third and long. And he's right. They had nothing in the run game. They were in third and 10 and third and 11 all game. And part of that is success on the early downs. And the Packers' run defense since that night overall has been awful. I mean, you could look at some of these performances the Packers have allowed in the run game defensively, and you look at the Bears in Week 1 and go, man, you missed the party here. This is the team, the run defense, everybody gets well against. And so that would be the part that I think you could duplicate from the Cowboys game, is that, you know, David Montgomery has had his second and third highest running totals of the season in the last two games. That's no coincidence that the Bears offense is doing better. There's balance to the play calling, and also they're playing with the lead a little bit. And so it's about winning run blocks. And as we look at four victories in five games, that coincides directly with the switch of Cody Whitehair back to center and James Daniels back to left guard, an experiment that, you know, did not work, flat out did not work. They had to reverse it, and they've done a little bit better run blocking since then. They've done a little bit better with communication since then, and I thought Dallas's front was going to give the Bears all kinds of problems, and I was wrong. So Green Bay, while they have those two great edge rushers, the two Smiths that have combined for 21 and a half sacks, I think they can run the ball on them and stay in third and manageable, and keep drives alive that way.
Rich, big week for the Bears secondary. Prince Mukamura probably will return. What is his status, and how big of a week is it for HaHa Clinton Dix returning to Green Bay to play the Packers at Lambeau?
Right. To start with Prince, I would expect him back this week. I think that was the understanding when he got hurt on the final play against Detroit, that it would be a one-week thing. But as he said earlier, that he hasn't tested his hamstring at full speed, and they can be a little streaky, and he's had problems with it in the past, so they will test it today. We'll have a better idea when that injury report comes out. I would expect him to be limited, and maybe we don't get clarity, but yeah, I agree that Prince has to play in this game against a Packers passing attack that has thrown only two picks this year. They've got to do something to get their best corners on the field to slow down Aaron Rodgers. And then with HaHa, yeah, I think this is a big week for him, and overall it's a chance for us to take stock of what he's meant to the Bears. And I think the Bears have reached basically their best case scenario with him, that he would fit in within a talented group that didn't necessarily ask HaHa to be a first round caliber player, that he could just be a good player and fit in. I think he's done that. I think he's tackled. I don't know if that means he'll be back next year. Maybe he's played well enough for a talent deficient team to want to sign him and pay him more than the Bears will be willing to. But it's a nice homecoming for Clinton Dix and a chance for us to appreciate what he's done, because I think he's fit in pretty well.
Want to ask you about what you're expecting from the linebackers, and I would imagine Kwiatkowski will now be calling plays, right? He'll have the helmet on, and
what he had the helmet on, I believe.
He did already.
Yeah.
You know, when you lose a guy like Roquan, you can get through it initially. Certainly, we saw that with Hicks in the Minnesota game, but after that, you start running into issues. And Kevin Pierre-Lewis and I would imagine that Kwiatkowski has to be on the field. So I wonder how that will affect their pass defense. I mean, I wonder if those guys in coverage can get the job done.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I would start by saying I don't expect Danny Trevathan to play again this season.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Bears have not put him on injured reserve, so there is something there for him. It will be interesting once the Bears are mathematically eliminated, which would happen this weekend if they lose and the Vikings or Rams win. So if that happens and we see Danny immediately put on IR, then we would know, okay, they were holding out hope in case a miracle happened that he could come back later on. Okay, that's fine. So yeah, Pierre-Lewis and Kwiatkowski, now the Packers will have all week to study anything they can find on Kevin Pierre-Lewis, who did pretty well going forward last week. That's the thing about these two guys. They're good going forward. And Kevin Pierre-Lewis had a edge rush and hit Dak Prescott by working around Lael Collins. I mean, that's a good right tackle that KPL went around. And so maybe they can find ways to use him in that way. But the trust in coverage is going to be a real focus. And it's been like this with Kwiatkowski for his career. And he'd be the first to say it. Eye discipline on play action passes, reading keys and understanding assignments when there are receivers putting him in conflict. That's been something he's had to work on his entire career. And you would think that Matt LaFleur would try to isolate those guys as much as possible. That said, that inside linebacker position is a dependent position. It's dependent on the front. And if they get Akeem back and Akeem plays well, then it'll take some of the load off those linebackers.
Okay, Rich, free of expectations. The Bears go into Lambeau. Who are you picking?
I'm going to pick the Packers because they're playing for their seeding and they've got momentum. But I do think the Bears will be competitive up there because of this free, carefree play. You know, there's really nothing to lose. So I would say 24-23 Packers.
Hmm.
Right. Alrighty, now. Let's Rich. See how the injury report comes out this week.
Yeah, I got to see stuff, the Rich. Injury Thank report you. First. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.